This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You control, and the number to call in to bring up whatever is on your mind is 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Dinky.
And just sticking to the same general subject, I wanted to bring up this story that actually Gigi had already brought up in the last segment, and she is very against this idea, and rightly so, because it's really just gross and is a government overreach in such a large degree that it's hard to understand how anyone would see it any other way. So this is from thehill.com. It says, Alabama Supreme Court rules frozen embryos are children. Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos, so it's like it's illegal to freeze children. And obviously they're not the same thing, because freezing a child would kill it, but whatever. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are children under state law and subject to legislation dealing with the wrongful death of a minor, stating that it applies to all unborn children regardless of their location.
So why, though? I'm just wondering why they did this. Is it an anti-IVF thing, or did they have a different, was it an anti-abortion thing that got misconstrued? Because I could see like this being one of the ramifications of an anti-abortion law. Like, okay, well, you know, they're, once an embryo is fertilized, or once an egg is fertilized and becomes an embryo, then it's a child and it would be manslaughter. So I could see this being like, okay, well, if that's manslaughter, then you also can't do IVF.
I wonder that if the ultra-religious people who push these kinds of things think that it's playing God, and so they just don't want it.
I mean, I can understand that, too. Yeah.
That's really messed up, if so, because it's like people who want to have a child, they don't want to adopt, which I already think is just kind of strange, but I still think people who don't want to, or who want to have a child, can't, and don't want to adopt, should have the right to use this.
So here's a hypothetical. Say there's this cryogenic place that has all the frozen embryos, and they have a massive power failure, and all of the embryos die. Are they mass murderers now? Are they going to be jailed?
Well, it sounds like they're not even letting them do it anymore.
Well, I mean, they already exist. There's already embryos.
I don't know.
So what do they do with them?
Stored indefinitely?
Yeah.
This poses a lot of questions. I don't know.
So creepy. I've already thought it was so weird and crazy to think that your parents can have you frozen for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then decide to have you.
And also, I want to be clear. I am against IVF. I think there are a lot of ramifications of IVF definitely for the mother, because it's super invasive. People should be able to do whatever they want. Like, I'm not I don't think there should be laws against IVF, but I think there should be better fertility support for women like what I do, obviously. So maybe I'm, you know, whatever, because I kind of specialize in a more holistic fertility support for women. So a little plug there. But I just think that IVF, like, there's, it's so invasive. It doesn't always work. Really, really expensive. Like, there are so many downsides to IVF. So I don't think it should be, like, the first line of defense against, quote unquote, infertility issues, mm-hmm. especially when most infertility is due to the man's low sperm count, not anything with the women.
Yeah. And
we're not looking at their sperm count, right? But I don't think it should be illegal. Like, people should be able to do whatever they want to do. If you don't right. want to do all the holistic things I'm telling you to do, and you just want to go to do IVF, like, do it. That's your choice.
I don't know much about it, but one thing I learned from some people I knew that were trying it was that once a week, the woman had to get a shot in her butt. Well,
yeah.
Do you know what that is?
It's a hormone shot, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds
so your
really
body
amazing.
Doesn't reject the...
Yeah. Yeah, and they make them...
Oh, I know, that'd be the opposite. Progesterone would be like, I'm already pregnant.
Yeah, the progesterone would keep them pregnant.
Oh.
So, or like Clomid.
Oh, so they've got it inserted, and then they're doing progesterone, so their body thinks they are pregnant.
Yeah, like even, so like, say if you're doing like a surrogacy, it's like very similar. It's basically the same thing, I guess, just with somebody else's.
Well, you gotta get to go get progesterones put in when you're doing surgery. That makes sense, because it's
a lot of injections. Yeah, there's, people will post pictures of, like, all of the needles to represent how many injections they got throughout their IVF pregnancy or through... I'm sure it's so much more with IVF, but surrogacy, too. But, yeah.
So, it looks like we have a caller. I'm not sure who it is. Unscreened caller, what's on your mind, and who are we speaking to?
Laura?
What did you say, Sarah? Sorry.
It's Adora.
Adora, what's on your mind?
So, the case in question, and I don't know how I feel about it, but in the case in question, there were a couple of couples who had gone through IVF and had extra embryos created for possible future implantation, and a worker in the clinic mishandled them and destroyed them. So those couples are very upset because it's a lot of work to get those embryos created. And like you were saying, all the injections, all the trouble. And so they sued the IVF clinic for killing their embryos.
It just seems to me there should be a different way of approaching it than saying that they killed a child. That's like,
yeah, like it still should be...
Right. And like,
destroyed property.
I don't know what the ramifications are going to be of this. Mm-hmm. And it could be terrible. But I kind of sympathize with the people who are like, you killed our potential children that we went through all these trouble to create, and we want whatever restitution they're asking for.
See, but that's an important... That's an important word, though, is potential.
It wasn't an anti-IVF thing, and it had nothing to do with abortion, and nothing even to do with religion. These were actually couples that had their embryos destroyed through mishandling.
But now, so it sounds like they can't do IVF in Alabama at all.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like this, like,
they ruined it for everyone.
Completely, yeah, so it completely put a stop to IVF, because when you think about when you do IVF, there's going to be, there's always multiple embryos created. They're never just going to take one or two. They're always going to make as many as they can, kind of, because it does have such a high failure rate. So then that kind of begs the question of, like, after the families are done, you know, like, okay, they've had a couple of kids, they're done, they don't need the embryos anymore, then how do you dispose of the embryos?
And calling them children is a problem, because they're not children, they're potential children. If they fail, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
So then, is it a miscarriage you have to have a funeral for? Do you have to have it buried, like, just because the embryo
failed?
Should
there be a police investigation if you have a miscarriage to make sure you didn't kill a child?
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, because I think right now they draw that line at, like, 28 weeks or something. Like, if you have a miscarriage before 28 weeks, you don't have to do as much of an investigation as after 28 weeks. Then they won't even let you. So, like,
but now if they're calling them children.
If you just have a miscarriage, you could, like, you know, bury the fetus in your backyard or whatever if it's at, like, 20 weeks. But any point after 28, I believe, you have to, like, go through a funeral service, and it's, like, a whole thing. So this
you're forced
is,
to?
Yeah, you're forced to by the state, yeah.
That's so weird.
And I said 28 weeks. I'm pretty sure it's 28 weeks. I don't know exactly. I'm pretty sure it's 28 weeks.
Hold on.
It's, like, third trimester.
You're forced to have a funeral for a person?
Yeah, basically.
So if I don't want a funeral, I still have to have one?
Well, I guess you don't have to have a funeral.
But you have to go through a funeral home.
You couldn't bury your baby in your backyard.
Okay, so you'd have to go through a funeral home, but you don't have to have a funeral.
So you
okay.
could do, yeah, like, you could do, like, cremation or whatever, or you could do nothing. You could donate them to science, whatever, but you don't, it has to be, like, an official thing with the state after a certain point. So it sounds like they're just moving that up. All the way up to, like...
2 weeks.
To 2 weeks, yeah.
So, Adora, did you have anything else on your mind about it?
Nope, that was all. I knew some more details of the case, and so I wanted to just chime in and let you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that, because I didn't... That is... No, it is helpful, because we were kind of speculating, like, where did this come from? It is helpful that she was able to provide some of those details for us.
It's certainly an interesting case, and
It's... ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's
ridiculous. Terrible. Are you going to start charging child support at 2 weeks pregnant?
Yeah.
Are you going to start handing out benefits to the EBT?
Yeah, right.
Customers. I don't know what you'd call
them.
Clients.
Yeah.
At 2 weeks.
Recipients.
Yeah.
At 2 weeks. Yeah, that's such a good point. So
And I do agree with, like, what she was kind of saying of, like, there should be something done.
Yeah,
you know
property.
What I mean? Like,
it's property.
Right.
Yeah.
They destroyed her property.
Yeah.
They had an agreement with her. Assumably, they have, like, a contract and
breach of contract, destruction of property. It's not a person.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
should like be the extent of it. If they argued this in court, they ruined it for every potential parents who want to become parents using IVF. They got
even
the government involved.
That, even beyond that, everyone who gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because now it's a person.
So you keep bringing up 2 weeks because right before the show, I was like, before I start talking about embryos on the show, I want to know the exact definition. And the exact definition says that from 2 to 12 weeks, it is an embryo. And then after 12, it's a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And what the heck is
a
zygote before?
Yeah,
a zygote.
So a zygote, not a child, I guess. Embryo, a child, and a fetus, definitely a child in these people's opinion. And... why don't we apply all these things, you're saying, to somebody who is 2 weeks pregnant to their potential child? It's just ridiculous. You know, child support, should it start right then? I don't know if child support starts during pregnancy for any states.
No. I don't think it does.
Because they're not,
makes sense.
Because they're not a child until they're born.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
If you're going to call it a child at 2 weeks pregnant, that's a whole new list of problems you're creating.
Yeah.
And the government is not benevolent. They will do the worst thing you can possibly imagine once they have, quote unquote, the justification written down on a piece of paper. So if somebody has a miscarriage at 2 weeks, the government could put somebody in jail for that. You know, just like the worst thing that you can imagine them doing, they will do it. I mean, the cops in Alabama arrested my cousin because my sister, who's crazy, who lives in Texas, called the police in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and said, my cousin stole my shirt that she got from Goodwill. They went to my grandma's house and said, is, you know, her name here? And she was like, yeah, she's my granddaughter. She's here. They went in there and handcuffed her and took my cousin to jail.
They got
it's
nothing
like
better
had,
to do.
Yeah, they, like, were just bored or something. Like, that's...
It's ridiculous.
It's,
they just dropped
all
like those charges.
It's, embarrassing for them.
It is. They dropped all those charges, and I was like, I would sue them, and it'd be so easy.
Oh, yeah.
But she just wants to forget it all happened, which is understandable.
I was about to say, I can kind of understand where she's coming from, because
well,
yeah,
she has a lot
been,
to deal with already.
Yeah.
But then it just continues to let it happen.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Tell the people.
If you don't fight against it.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely crazy. So I'm just pointing out how bumbling the government is in Alabama to begin with, and that's just one example, but the government everywhere is bumbling idiots, so, and gang members and lunatics and idiots and thieves and thugs.
Yep.
So this is going to explain what exactly happened in this case of Alabama ruling that embryos are children, frozen embryos no less. The court issued this majority decision in a lawsuit brought forth by a group of in vitro fertilization IVF patients whose frozen embryos were destroyed in December 2020. When a patient remove the embryos from a cryogenic storage unit and drop them on the ground. A patient? Maybe that was
like
supposed
a typo,
to say,
maybe?
Yeah, maybe that was supposed to say a worker, because that doesn't make any sense. So the plaintiffs subsequently filed... the computer just moved my spot in the thing while I was reading it. The plaintiffs subsequently filed two lawsuits against the facility, the Center for Reproductive Medicine, alleging that the clinic had violated Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. So, yes, it was these parents. That was their position from the beginning. It's not like they were like, oh, we want something done, and the government was like, okay, well, we're going to call embryos. No, that was their argument from the beginning, that this person who destroyed their embryos violated Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act.
So they, like, really wanted this person to be, like, prosecuted
for,
to, like, the
murder
full
almost.
Extent. Yeah, for murder.
Gross.
That's crazy to me.
In a death sentence
state. Because, as we've already said a few times, there is an, this is the potential for life. Like,
right.
This isn't even, like, an embryo that was inside of somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, this thing would have, if it was out of the freezer, it would have died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that is, like, the word potential is key here, because even if they implant, like, should they be prosecuted if they implant it in her and it fails?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand them being upset, but it's kind of like they really didn't take a good...
Two wrongs don't make
here.
A right.
Like, exactly. Now they're ruining it for everybody. You know what I mean? Because, like, now this is going to completely... No one in their right mind is going to open or perform IVF in Alabama now.
Yeah, it might actually become illegal.
Like, it's going to have... If this, like, continues to follow through, it's going to have to be.
It's...
So all of those doctors are either going to stop doing it, or they're going to do it in Florida or somewhere where there's more, like, lenient... rules. I mean, this just
literally doesn't
make sense.
And then you gotta drive to Florida every time you need your shots, and...
Well, that's the thing. So it's like they benefited from IVF, and now because of the stance that their lawyer took in this case, like, now they're literally ruining it for other families who can't have kids. Like, that's terrible.
It's shocking, but also not at all shocking, that not only did they think that that was a good idea, but that enough people, like lawmakers and stuff, thought that that was a good idea to continue that. That's absurd.
Because they're looking at it probably from, like, an anti-abortion lens.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not looking at it from, like, okay, this is
logically.
Yeah, logically. Like, this is the task at hand. This is, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we're talking about. They're like, oh, well, embryos that, yeah. Because we also don't believe in abortion. And, like, they're trying to, like, be consistent with their own religion
opinion,
and their
right.
own opinions and their own beliefs. Like, they're trying to kind of follow that narrative. But you can't in this, like, that's just, it's different things.
Because the foundation of your logic is flawed, so.
Yeah, exactly, so.
I've never heard of this. So, apparently, when suing, you can have an alternative view. So, you have two views, and you're like, whichever one you guys agree with, the Supreme Court. So, this is what it says. The plaintiffs also alternatively alleged just negligence on the part of the clinic and sought compensatory damages. Why didn't they just do that?
Yeah, I mean, that would be, like, the normal thing to do.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can sue for, like, multiple different things.
Yeah, I guess so. They just put it both in the same suit.
It seems like that would, like, cover it all. You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to take it to, like, manslaughter? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's exactly the same as manslaughter. It could be more like... I don't know, is it manslaughter if you're a crackhead and you leave your crack pipe out and the baby walks up and gets it when you're not in the room? Is that manslaughter?
I would say no.
Or I think that it's usually wrongful death of a minor.
They'd probably charge him with, like, second-degree murder or something.
Yeah, it depends how the judge feels, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, sure.
They have no rules at all.
Yeah, they just make it up as they go.
The way I feel today.
In state to state, because that makes sense, that things are more... Suddenly you cross an imaginary line and something is more illegal or less illegal.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It says that they alternatively alleged negligence on the part of the clinic and sought compensatory damages, though the claims of negligence were specified only to be pleaded if Alabama courts or the U.S. Supreme Court decided frozen embryos were not children. Okay, so that makes sense. I've never heard of a lawsuit like that, though. Like, okay, but if you say no, then we claim this.
Yeah.
You have to file later.
Yeah, like, that seems like it shouldn't be how it works. Yeah.
Right. Just throwing everything and seeing what sticks, kind of.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
These people are like super sewers. It says the defendant's motion to dismiss the lawsuits were granted by a trial court that found a frozen embryo did not fall within the definition of a person or child.
Yeah, duh.
So they were granted. The court also, because then it went to the Supreme Court when they appealed that decision.
Yeah, they were like, actually, you guys are dumb and this doesn't make any sense.
The court also ruled that the plaintiffs could not proceed with their calls for compensatory damages for the loss of human life and emotional damages, citing longstanding legal standards in Alabama.
Wait, so did this get dropped or what?
So the defendant, the IVF clinic, their motion to dismiss succeeded, but then I'm guessing the plaintiffs appealed, so it went to the Supreme Court.
And then the Supreme Court said the same thing?
No, the Supreme Court
yet.
Agreed with the plaintiffs they are children. So it's law now. It's final.
Because that's where I was confused. Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, they were like, somebody made a mistake and got away with it. Oh, no. Never again.
Who are the members of the Supreme Court?
Idiots.
Idiots in dresses pretending to be higher than you.
That's wild.
It is really crazy. I can't believe that this is really happening. When I saw this today, Ian actually sent me this story. I just immediately... Usually he sends me a bunch of show prep, and I don't have a lot to say about it until I'm thinking, oh, I need show prep, and I'm looking through what he sent me. But when I saw this today, I was like, this is bad. I, like, said it to my sister out loud. I was like, wow, have you heard about this? This is really bad, like, for people who live in Alabama, at least. Like,
that's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. I just can't get over the fact that these things are frozen. Like, how can something that's frozen be defined as a child? It's not dead.
That's like saying that a sea monkey is alive. You know what I mean? Like, when they're,
When they're dehydrated.
Yeah, when they're dehydrated.
I forgot that
happened. You know what I mean? Like, and then you put them in water, and then they, like, start moving around.
I've never actually had one. So, I don't really know how they work, but that's hilarious.
They're brine shrimp, I think, right?
Yeah.
But Are they actually dehydrated?
They're dehydrated, yeah.
But they're alive?
They're in suspended animation.
They're,
How come other animals can't do that?
You know how you can, like, cryogenically, like, freeze people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in Austin Powers.
Is that real? Is that real? I thought that was just, like,
I don't think you can do that with people.
Your
tissues would degrade.
Yeah. That's, like... future stuff.
Yeah, Mark wants that done with his brain.
I don't think it's possible.
I can totally see Mark being like a floating head in a jar, like on Futurama.
Yeah.
Like how all the presidents are.
And just being a talk radio show host. Somebody put the mic in front of my face.
Because you're so made of water, your cells would just explode. Sorry, Mark. It wouldn't work.
Boo.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part about it to me. Like, these frozen things are technically children. Well, you can't freeze children, so that should be... that's all you need to know about it. 603-283-6160. How do you feel about this? Do you think these people were right to say that the clinic killed their children and ruined it for everybody else? 603-283-6160. We're interested in what you have to say. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Control. That means that you can call in 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And I would like to thank Neil Stearns, who's a silver level amplifier with us here at Free Talk Live. That means that Neil is giving at least $5 a month to the AMPS program, which means that he's helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And if you would like to join him, or learn more, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And thank you so much to Neil. In the studio with you tonight on Free Talk Live, it's me, Bonnie,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And in the last segment, we were just barely getting into why the Alabama Supreme Court has decided that frozen embryos are children. So, basically, as a caller from the last segment pointed out, it was a couple who was going through IVF, which is in vitro fertilization treatment in Alabama, who a technician, I guess, in the clinic mishandled her embryos and they were destroyed. They were suing that clinic, and their argument, one of their two arguments, which is kind of weird, was that embryos are children, and therefore that technician should be charged under Alabama's endangerment of a minor child, I think it was.
Wrongful death.
Oh, wrongful death of a minor child. Thank you. Act. So the first court that this went to granted the IVF clinic's motion to dismiss, And then that whole thing was dismissed. But then it got appealed to the Supreme Court of Alabama. And they decided that frozen embryos are the same thing as children.
I don't even think they have any organs yet.
Hmm.
Like, I'm thinking of all, yeah. I'm thinking of my knowledge of fetal development. And I really don't, I don't think they don't have a spine, like, they don't have a nervous system. Like, it is, a two-week-old embryo is, like, super, super primitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just think of it. Like, a woman gestates for, like, about 40 weeks,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot happens in that 40 weeks. And a lot of the, like, I would say, like, the bulk of, like, the organ development is going to happen in after
and if
12
are,
weeks.
You
what
know
are what
I mean? You at 2 weeks? Just a neural tube within cells or something?
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's, like, really not much there.
Yeah.
It's a very, I don't even, like, you might only be composed of, like, 5 or 6 cells.
Whoa.
Like, super, super tiny. Like, so, so, so tiny. Like, very, very small. So that's kind of
if you don't
crazy.
Have organs, how can you be a
because
child?
I know, based on, like, my research of IVF, I found this out because there's a test that you can do to see if there's going to be any birth defects or anything like that, to, like, kind of, like, test the, like, genetic health of the embryo. And to do that, you need to take away a cell. And people were saying that it might be a bad thing to do because if you're only comprised of, like, 6 or 7 cells, if you take one cell away,
it could be like the whole lung.
Yeah, yeah. It's like what was that cell supposed to be? Like, that cell is probably important because there's
yeah.
so few.
What's
so
that?
At 2 weeks, because they're not even implanted yet, yeah, they would have to only be like 5 or 6 cells.
It's the size
crazy.
Of a pinhead.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm like, this is why it's so crazy. Like, these are literally the size of, like, bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
They're microscopic,
and
no
think
organs.
How easy it would be to accidentally damage it. Like, I'm not saying
yeah.
that person's, like, did nothing wrong.
But
they obviously
it was
mishandled.
Probably an accident. Like,
yeah.
literally, like, to charge. I mean, like, you really, it is so insane to compare this to a human being.
Yeah.
To even compare this to a fetus.
Yeah.
Is insane. Never mind, like, a full-grown, out-of-the-womb person.
If you're not trying to have a baby and probably using serious, like, but if they even make tests for 2 weeks, like, seriously expensive, like,
you would not
have upgraded tests. Like, you would have no idea
you would have
pregnant.
No clue you're pregnant.
You wouldn't have missed a period by 2 whole weeks.
Well,
not even. That's before you missed a period.
At 2 weeks pregnant. So, 2 weeks pregnant and a 2-week-old embryo are two different things because they count your pregnancy from your last missed period.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, 2 weeks pregnant at the doctor, you're
negative
not pregnant yet.
What the heck?
A 2-week-old embryo, 6 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you will come up on a pregnancy test positive.
Okay.
Wow.
Because
that's
it will,
weird.
It'll be,
you're right.
It'll be just a little teeny tiny implantation just right then, I think, around that point is when it implants.
Wow, that's you know, even, so it's longer, further along than I was imagining. I was thinking it's 2 weeks from conception, but,
technically, I guess not, yeah.
But,
It's so weird.
Even then, it's still only, like, 6 cells. That's crazy. Like, every time somebody tells me they're, like, I guess this, no one has ever told me they were 2 weeks pregnant. But whatever. I'm getting a little
because
confused.
Because no one would ever know.
Yeah,
you would never know.
Yeah, because you're not even pregnant at that
point. I mean, if you, like, look at these photos of fetal development, it's literally like a, I'm forgetting what it's called, but the yolk sac, right? It still has the yolk sac. That doesn't go away. Yeah, that doesn't go away until like 12 weeks or something. So
I
it's like
no idea.
Literally like
egg yolk.
Yeah, it's like a yolk sac with like a few cells in there.
Yeah, it's
like
that's a
literally.
Egg.
I had
yeah,
no
like it's
idea,
literally
but I never thought about it.
2 weeks pregnant
yeah.
is ovulation, basically.
Yeah.
Because you ovulate about 2 weeks into your cycle.
Like, likely most women who have had sex in their life might have even been that pregnant before and just didn't know it because they had a.
Your
normal period.
Well, you're 2 weeks pregnant every single month that you ovulate. Because that's when they count it. They count it from your last period. So 2 weeks pregnant is you have your period, 2 weeks later you ovulate, and now you're 2 weeks pregnant, according to them. If you get pregnant, that's when they counted it as 2 weeks pregnant.
What the heck?
Okay, so they might be more, they might have 16 cells.
Still.
Or be a blastocyst.
Yeah.
The biggest cells in your body are your eyelids. They're all one. Like, I don't know if it's just the eye, or not the eyelid, the eye,
like the your eyeball?
Eyeball has one flat, long cell that is the top layer.
Oh, like the retina?
No, I don't
that's
know.
Something else, maybe.
I don't know. It's
I don't know.
Like
that sounds crazy.
A skin cell, but for your eye, and it's one flat, long one.
I hate that.
I know, and it's just like it's so
that's
weird.
Just, I'm like thinking of like lizards, how they like blink their eyes weird.
And even that is just like a tiny little thing, and that's the biggest cell in your body. Everything else is like microscopic. So 16 is like even 16 of those would be like.
Well,
nothing.
Lori said it's the size of
nothing.
A pinhead.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't even. It almost doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just barely.
Right, you could just throw one on the floor and nobody would know it was there.
You would have no clue. That's
you can't
insane.
Say that about a child. They're loud.
Yeah,
you'd know.
Actually, I saw this picture of people at Olive Garden and someone said, shaking my head, never coming to Olive Garden again. These people just put their child on the floor and it was a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And the baby was just laying on the floor, like, face down, like, with its head turned on the ground at this Olive Garden, like, on the Olive Garden carpet. I was like,
yuck.
So weird.
Gross.
That's so weird.
That
like,
is so gross.
Is that normal?
No,
I mean, like,
it's not.
Common?
Not at all.
It's not normal.
I mean, at your
maybe
house,
common, but,
like,
not normal.
Yeah.
And like you said, maybe at your house. On a
not
carpet,
at Olive Garden.
On a blanket.
Definitely. I would not even put myself on the floor at all.
Yeah.
Never mind a baby with, like,
I know.
Open, drooling mouth and hands and mouth. And
but
no,
you would
no
notice
way.
That baby on the floor. You wouldn't notice this child on the floor.
It's
you
almost,
would hope
so.
Yeah. I don't. That's crazy.
In its decision, the Alabama Supreme Court did not address the question of whether extra uterine children should be treated as human beings. And that's in quotes. They call
extra,
it that.
Extra uterine children?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Outside of the
uterus.
Oh.
Extra uterine children. That is ridiculous.
But it's just the embryos. That's what they're calling it.
But it's
trying
not a
to
child,
humanize it more.
Though.
Yeah.
They really need to, like, we need definitions.
Right.
Because that isn't the real definite. That's not real. They're, like, literally making stuff up. There's real science here. I mean, I'm sure a doctor could probably try to explain this to them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like there's much going on upstairs.
Science and politics do not mesh well together.
Yeah.
At all.
Wilhelm Reich, he told the judge in a case where he was having charges brought against him because he was voluntarily in relationships with his patients where he was treating them a way that the government thought shouldn't be done. Which was with orgone accumulator boxes they would sit in and they were being healed. Well, whenever he got charges brought against him, he wrote the judge and said, listen, I'm not showing up because scientific discoveries are not something that can be litigated. And then he got, what's it called, contempt of court and brought to jail. And then he mysteriously died in jail. But, yeah, I just think that that's a great quote. I wish I knew exactly what he said.
I find that whole thing silly anyway. Like, lawmakers are not medical professionals.
Yeah.
They're not scientists.
Right.
What place do they have in telling patients how to be treated by their doctors?
Right. They even made it to where everybody who had been given an orgone accumulator for free by Dr. Wilhelm Reich had to send it back to
or
the
what?
Government. I know, right, or what? Like, it
or
was
what?
Helping them. It's like,
well,
don't worry, we're
do
protecting
if
you.
Didn't send
you.
It back?
I don't know. But even all of his paperwork was, like, all of his...
I don't know what happened to it. Just...
Yeah, exactly. I hope
they have it somewhere.
The government, like, burned a bunch of his books and writings all about, like, you know, his personal writings and diaries and also, like, writings that have been distributed. They burned, like, tons of
book
it.
Book burnings.
Yeah.
That's why
they're
I believe that
it.
He was, like, really onto something.
Me too.
Like, he was absolutely, like, curing cancer and, like, he was doing big things. Because they would never, if he was just some quack, they would never react that way.
Right, I agree. So, yeah, I just don't think that it makes any sense to try to discover the truth of the universe and its workings via legislation or court people, or, you know, judges, quote-unquote, is what they call themselves, deciding it. Just deciding. You end up with things like extra uterine children, which... Technically, is a thing like the kind you see running around.
Yeah,
they're like 5 year olds.
Right,
but
toddlers.
Imagine like calling them that though.
But
like they're just
extra uterine. Yeah,
these are my extra uterine offspring.
Yeah,
that's weird, creepy. It doesn't need a qualifier. It doesn't need a qualifier because once they're out of you, then they're just children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're inside of you, they're not children.
But these ones are not inside of you and frozen. So...
Well, they also... Okay, once they're outside of you and not dependent upon your body to exist, or some type of cryogenic freezing.
Mm-hmm. It says, so I couldn't get past that statement, so I'm just going to start from the beginning. It says, in its decision, the Alabama Supreme Court did not address the question of whether extrauterine children should be treated as human beings, but it did find that state law did not specify what an unborn child is. Oh, sorry, what state an unborn child is to be in. Oh, it doesn't say they can't be frozen.
Is there, like, a legal definition for, like, child or person? I don't know. Like, I'm just, even, like,
probably
I'm
just
so dumbfounded by this, honestly.
There's a definition of what a child is. It's probably, like, oh, a human being under this age, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's probably super basic, yeah.
It doesn't specify what state they have to be in.
Yeah.
Well, if they're on fire or if they're frozen... Or whatever other kind of state, if they haven't been, they haven't developed past 16 cells.
Like, I just need you to look at these pictures. Like, this is what they're talking about.
Except the size of a pin.
Yeah, yeah, they are. Yeah, like, so this is like under a magnifying glass, right? But it's literally. So I just showed Bonnie. It's literally. Like,
it looks like six biscuits growing together in a
bowl.
Yeah,
like they're literally microscopic cells. I mean, think of, like, your skin cells, right? So if I, like, rub my hands together, cells are coming off of my skin, you know?
More than that.
Yeah, you can't, yeah, like, hundreds, probably.
Look at all those children.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, like, it's just, like, this is how small we're talking about. Like, this is insane.
At this point, it's like, I know it's not exactly the same thing, but is a, this is the, like, slippery slope. The government gets a little power... In one area, then the slippery slope is they can legislate more and more and more power. Is one day, like,
they're
masturbating going to be, you killed half a child? It's a extrauterine half
probably.
Child?
Yeah.
So you
am I going to get prosecuted for being on my period?
It could be,
you know,
5 years.
You know what I mean?
Years,
like, are you kidding?
If it was an extrauterine frozen child, it could be 5 years, but since the sperm was only a half, you get 2.5 years.
And, you know, Bonnie, I think you said it in the previous section, but it seems like this is stemming from them just being against IVF, maybe, and, like, not wanting people to play God, because I can't rationalize it any other way. Even, I know a lot of people who are absolutely against abortion, like, very much so. They think that it should be illegal, and they wouldn't even agree with this. This is
right.
How insane this is.
I don't know anybody who would agree with this. That's why I'm just shocked that 9, I think, people in dresses had to agree that... This is a thing?
Clowns.
The relevant statutory text is clear. The Wrongful Death of a Minor Act applies on its face to all unborn children without limitation. Well, they haven't been born, but they're also not in a uterus.
They're also just, like, literally not children, so...
The court found that there is no unwritten exception, as the defendants have argued, to the law that applies to unborn children who are not physically located in utero. That is, inside a biological uterus at the time they are killed. Oh, my gosh.
Because nobody thought that they would have to say that, because it should be common sense.
Yeah, right. Isn't that kind of part of the Supreme Court's job, like, to decide if something is implied or common sense?
You would think.
The defendants had also argued that considering frozen embryos as children would result in, so the defendants being the IVF clinic, the defendants also argued that considering frozen embryos as children would result in numerous consequences, including making IVF substantially more expensive and preserving embryos more onerous. While we appreciate the defendants' concerns, these types of policy-focused arguments belong before the legislature, not this court, the ruling stated. So that's what the Supreme Court said to the IVF. So,
this is going
to
cause a bunch of problems, but that's not our problem. We don't have to deal with that. Somebody else has to deal with that.
Yeah.
Go through the years-long process of the legislature instead. The ruling was, it really doesn't belong before the legislature or the court, because it's science. The ruling was issued by Alabama Supreme Court Justice J. Mitchell, with 7 of the other 8 justices concurring. So all but one. Alabama Supreme Court Justice Greg Cook issued a dissenting opinion. Cook argued in his opinion that it was not within his role or the role of the court to expand the reach of a statute and breathe life into it by updating or amending it. He argued the law that was written in 1872 would not have taken account for the status of frozen embryos. They didn't exist at the time.
Yeah, because this wasn't a thing.
And to argue that the law would require an explicit amendment from the state legislature, that seems pretty freaking obvious. I wonder if this will go to the United States Supreme Court. Isn't that the next step? Like, if the state Supreme Court says something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if there's any, like, other, like, circuit courts before. Well, they're past that, right?
Yeah. I think the next step after the state Supreme Court is the federal Supreme Court. Right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Well, I hope it gets taken there and that these...
Yeah, like, this is insane. This can't be.
It makes no sense at all. I don't understand how any logical person could conclude that a frozen embryo is a human being and a child. So that's the other thing. One of the statements in this article has said they were trying to decide if it has full human rights. Children don't have full human rights, according to you freaks.
That's the thing, too. Like, they're just so inconsistent. It's like I'm still very mind blown by this. These people are so dumb. We knew they were really, really dumb. But this is like next level dumb. Yeah. This is just stupid. Have they seen it? Did anybody in any of these, like in the court proceedings, did anybody like show them a picture? You know what I mean? Like, this is what you guys are talking about. Because they probably have no clue.
Yeah.
They probably, I'm assuming... The average person doesn't even really know much about fetal growth and development. Like, why would you? You're not a doctor. You're not a nurse. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for people to know. It's just like,
They might have made this decision because they're imagining, like, a tiny, tiny baby.
They probably are. I can understand if they were talking about a fetus. Like, that would be one thing. 12 weeks. I disagree with that, but it would literally make more sense.
Yeah.
I think they're confusing a child and human together. Like, yes, an embryo is human. It's human.
Yeah.
It's a human embryo.
Cell, yeah.
It's a human embryo. Yeah. It's made of human genetic makeup.
Yeah.
But it's not a child.
Yeah.
It's not a person yet. It doesn't have organs. It doesn't have a brain. It has no anything.
My arm gets cut off, does it have full human rights? If my arm is laying on the ground, it is human.
Yeah, it doesn't have... There's nothing there to make it... A person. It's human, but it's not a person yet.
Yeah.
Those are two different things.
It's just ridiculous. I understand these people being emotional about it's probably really hard to create these embryos, because as Nikki said, the guy's sperm count is probably really low, and his sperm count's low already, so they're trying to find a sperm, grab it, put it in a lab. These people that accidentally destroyed the embryos also put a lot of work into trying to create these embryos. But, because they have to hand over the sperm and the egg, and then they put them in, I don't know, I'm imagining, like a box or something.
It's like
a petri dish.
Yeah, but they literally do that. They, like, put them together. Yeah. It's weird.
So
and you have to, it's microscopic, so it's weird.
Yeah, you have to be like an expert in your field and everything. Mm-hmm. So you're putting an egg and a sperm together, and you finally got one that stuck and didn't just die. That's another thing. It's like these things can just die so easily.
They do. When they're implanted into people, that's why they implant so many, and sometimes people end up having seven kids because they actually all took, which doesn't usually happen. A lot of times they just, none of them take.
Yeah, that's what happened with John and Kate plus 8, too. It was IVF.
Yeah, because there's no normal way to have that many babies.
And if I was pregnant with 8 children, I would be like, okay, never mind. Then go take that.
Yeah, abort them out, please. Yeah, no kidding, right? That's wild.
If you could kill all but one, that'd be one thing.
They can, I think they can do that. Well, and nowadays, because of those things that have happened, now they kind of prioritize only picking, like, the best. Mm-hmm. But how do you know which ones are the best? I mean, like, it's totally up to the doctors or the scientists, whoever, their discretion, right? So, but they usually will just pick one or two, because if you have twins, then it's like, yeah, whatever, twins.
Yeah.
If you have 8, I mean, that's
way too many babies.
That's way too many.
That's a litter.
How could you live?
That's a litter!
I don't understand how you can survive being pregnant.
I don't know. Well, they're
children.
Super premature.
Yeah.
You have to be. But you saw Octomom, that picture of Octomom pregnant?
I did a long time ago, yeah.
It's way out there.
Yeah, they have to go into labor early. I just can't imagine.
No.
That's wild, yeah.
I even saw this picture of, actually video of this lady that was pregnant with triplets, and her stomach basically looked like a cylinder, like straight out and then flat at the end. It looked like the babies were stacked from, like, inside her to, like, one stacked right in front of her and one stacked in front of that one. Like, it was crazy. I don't know how it stayed up.
Having one baby inside of you is really uncomfortable at the end. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine having three.
Or eight.
Eight babies. Where would your organs even go?
I just feel like that's freaking fake. I feel like that's, well, if you, like you said, they're so premature, they get taken out early, so that makes a lot of sense.
And then afterwards, you'd just be like, your skin.
Floppy.
Your skin would stretch out so much.
Because when you think of it, I mean, like, women are designed to, like, you produce certain hormones, like elastin, and there's a lot of collagen in your skin. Right, so, like, for one, if, you know, like, it can, it's totally meant to stretch. Because sometimes you see a pregnant woman, you're like, whoa, how does her skin stretch that much?
Yeah.
It's biologically, like, you're designed to do that. Even twins, you can fit them in there. Once you're getting up to, like, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Mm-hmm. There's no amount of elastin in anyone's skin that's going to make that bounce back.
Probably never happened naturally. Like,
no, it wouldn't. It's. I would assume that's physically impossible. Like, God doesn't do that.
So I think like the most you could have naturally would be 4, right? Because you could have
maybe 4. Yeah,
you could
two
have
identical twins.
2 eggs on each ovary release at the same time, and then one egg on each side release at the same time, and then have those two split into identical twins. So 4 would be the max.
Maybe, but even that is, like, so rare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would be super rare, but that would be, like, the most natural.
Even triplets are very, very rare.
Yeah.
That'd be, like, cool to see two identical twins born at once. I wouldn't want to be the mom that did it.
Yeah, that'd be terrible for the mom.
603-283-6160 is the phone number here. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. More Free Talk Live coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.